The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. From the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. For if you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. But rather, love your enemies and do good to them, and lend, expecting nothing back, and your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High. For he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given to you, a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing, will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. Be vulnerable, give more than is asked of you, and if they take it, don't demand it back. Even sinners love those who love them. Not exactly what I would call natural response in our daily life. St. Paul speaks to the people of Corinth. He speaks of the first natural Adam and the final spiritual Adam, who is Christ. In theology, we would understand this spirituality by categories of natural and supernatural, human and divine. What is right and good about our natural humanity, our human nature, is conformed to the mind and heart of Christ by baptism. Our natural virtues, what make us human, also called the cardinal virtues, are justice, temperance, fortitude, and prudence. These were disordered by original sin with the first natural Adam, and are instructed and transformed in Christ by the supernatural virtues of baptism, faith, hope, and love. To behave as Jesus instructs, to love those who we would not naturally love, enemies, for example, and give generously to those we might not be naturally generous with, to give more than we even think is necessary. Jesus says, your reward will be great in heaven. You will be God's children because you will be like him, he who is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. He is merciful. But mercy is not necessarily natural. It is supernatural. It is a generosity we can only hope to imitate with the active working of God's grace in our lives. We are called to this same selfless generosity in Christian life to become who we are, conformed to Christ in baptism. Everything is a gift. And it is not just those who have more to give who give, It is the entire Christian community who is Christ present to those in need. As you know, my job this weekend is to offer the homily at all the masses, to beg from you on behalf of Bishop Burbage and the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. This year, our parish is asked to meet a goal of $500,000. We exceeded our goal last year by $60,000 and contributed $530,000. But we are challenged to increase the number of households who participate from the parish. The goal last year was 25%. The goal this year for the diocese is 30%. We have about 4,000 households. In 2018, 25% of our families made a pledge or a contribution, just under 1,000 families. Last year, our participation dropped to 16%. Only 671 pledges or contributions were received. So Bishop is asking us to add 550 families this year. If you haven't given before, could you consider $50? That would add $27,000 to our total parish contribution. Or $100 would add $55,000. I believe each and every family should give something. Ideally, it needs to be sacrificial, to give more than might be expected or comfortable, as St. Paul describes in the second reading. This week, you probably heard, we had a troubled man who came to our parish. Fairfax County police were notified by his mother that he was parked in a car here on campus and intended to kill himself. You never think that this sort of thing is actually going to happen at home. Over the course of the morning, before we were all aware of the situation, several of us on staff had the opportunity to talk with him. Before the police realized he was actually in the church, as they entered the church here, the man took his life. It was a difficult day. We commend him to the loving arms of God, to infinite compassion and love, with our prayers that he is finding now in God the loving care he needed. May he rest in peace. May his family be consoled. May people who find themselves in such difficulty with mental challenges find the help that they need. And may healing also come to our parish. Maybe we could just all pray silently for a moment. If there was any good news on Wednesday, it was that our security protocols worked. Our children were safe in the school and unaware of what was even happening outside. Our teachers and staff, especially our principal, Darcy Germas, were so calm and professional, truly leaders and very impressive. Our police are so competent and prepared, and I saw firsthand the lengths that they were willing to go to keep us safe. We owe them a huge debt of gratitude and need to heal the problems that we have between the community and police organizations. But in addition to our staff and the police, we also owe a great deal to the diocese. If we could only have had time to connect this man with family counseling services, they might have helped him. As it is, they were right here offering to give time to anyone on our staff or families in the school who need a chance to talk about it. Few people realize how significant our family counseling services are for the state of Virginia. We provide a huge resource to anyone, Catholic or not, in a state that ranks 42nd out of 50 in providing mental health resources to adults. But not only counseling services, the Office of Catholic Schools and Risk Management, who provided us with the professional development for our teachers and worked with us to establish security protocols that worked. The Communications Office gave us vital guidance in how to manage our messaging And I guess it could be said, although nothing of this was ever taught to us in the seminary, seminary formation of priests as pastoral leaders was another key ingredient in the way things unfolded this week. All of this is possible because of your gift or pledge to the Bishop's Lenten Appeal. Without your support, we are without vital services we need. Your pledge can both help prevent something like this from happening, but also help us to realize a good outcome. I want every family to take some responsibility in assuring this outcome to our community. And be sure I will let you know when we have reached our goal, because we have other projects we need to address quickly afterward. One is one we've talked about for several years, a motorized security gate at the front of the property, which will limit cars from going back to the school area during school hours. Another immediate need is an elevator in our school. There is no excuse for us to have a school that is not accessible to children with disabilities. I see these as pressing needs. Next weekend is commitment weekend, when we will all have the pledge envelopes in the pews and will provide the process for filling them out. You will have an insert in today's bulletin. If you don't take a bulletin, I have stacked inserts at the doors of the vestibule of the church. I ask you to study it and make a plan for support, please. Everything we have and are given to us, everything we have and are, is given to us by God, and his gifts are intended for us to put into action our witness to him in this world. Let us then live like people who are truly transformed by our baptism. Like him, then, let us give freely and generously, and be a sign of his charity and compassion that he has shown to us.